It's time. 30 years is a long time, and it's long enough. I just thought about it when I watched another friend retire at 30 years, and I thought this is a good natural break. So, and I'll be 65 in July, so why not?
You talk about the family place being in a rock solid position. What does that mean?
What that means is that the financial support that we've had over these past years has left us with strong financial backing, as well as we have three facilities that we own. So we're able to control our rent and our destiny in that respect and know what our expenses are going to be. And the 2020 was actually the amazing outpouring of the community, allowed us to build some reserves so that when the next, we will have another pandemic. And it's hard. It's hard to project what's going to happen, but we're strong. We have a strong financial position.
Take me back 30 years, the family place at the very beginning.
Yeah, so we were a very small organization when I joined. We had one teeny tiny emergency shelter that could sleep about 30 people and a counseling office. And we were working, when I started in 91, we were also working with the offenders. It was not an issue that people really knew that was visible. It wasn't something that people were thought they should have anything to do with it because they felt like it was a family matter. And so the whole perception of domestic violence was one that happens in somebody's family. I don't know them, so I'm not really involved. And then as we have moved forward, we see that it is not just a family issue, it's a community issue. And actually, when O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown Simpson, that's when domestic violence became a topic that people thought didn't just happen to poor people, but it could happen to anyone. So it changed the perception there, and it showed the ramifications of what happens when it spills into your community. And
Compare 1991 to 2020. Are things better?
People are asking for help. That's the most important thing, is people, instead of feeling like they don't deserve help or they can't get help, people are asking for help. But I wish I could say I didn't have to have a job at all. And unfortunately, the violence is more violent. The access to guns is more prevalent. The use of drugs and alcohol as part of this process is also there. So we're not winning yet. We have to do more intervening with the people who offend is kind of the next phase, I think, of what we would be doing at the family place.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.